Well, hello, William and Mark and Kevin.
Hey,
season's greetings.
Yes, and to you and all of our friends who are listening, welcome to Christmas.
Yay!
Because Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that one time when the whole world seems a little brighter, and most people become kind and caring towards each other.
It's the only season when folks tend to do and say gracious things for people they don't even know. And when young children become angels, at least for a week or two.
When people are happy and pleasant, and every man becomes a kid, at least for a day. And when we tend to remember how important peace, hope, and love can be in the hearts of all people. There is no other time in the year quite like it, and we're here to celebrate it with joy with you today. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So to all of you who have joined us, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And this is our late friend Anthony Berger on Homecoming Radio's Merry Christmas.
One and only Anthony Berger.
Yes.
Playing those Christmas songs like only Anthony can. Miss him, don't y'all?
There's about 20 fingers there going at one time.
I know, and he was amazing.
He certainly was.
And he did make Christmas special. You know, the Christmas concerts were always great when he was around.
It's kicking into high gear here. Boys, the angels were the ones who sang it first. We've been singing it ever since. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men.
Oh,
We did that in South Africa, and it's interesting to celebrate Christmas in a, you know, in a foreign country, and to have that crowd, and it was an energetic crowd to do that old great carol in a rhythmic way like that. It had new energy.
isn't it summer down there at Christmas time?
You know what? I forget the time of year that we were there, but inside that room that day,
it was Christmas.
It was Christmas, and it was certainly fun.
You had the entire homecoming group down there. Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts, "Hallelujah, Christ is born." Here's Signature Sound.
Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every hall that's decked with holly, every carol that we see, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah, Christ is born.
Wise men saw the light shining in the sky all those many years ago. They followed through the night without asking why to the baby in the swaddling clothes.
So today we bring a startling light from our house to the top of our trees.
All this just another way that we all get to see what Jesus means to you.
Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every hall that's decked with holly, every carol that we see, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah, Christ is born.
Yeah, I got a light.
I got a light.
I got a light.
Oh, and I got a light.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every hall that's decked with holly, every carol that we see, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah, Christ is born. Every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah,
hallelujah,
shouts hallelujah, Christ is born.
You know, I think it's great that all of the Southern Gospel groups say at Christmas time, you know, we sing our hits all year. There was a time when Southern Gospel groups did not do much Christmas.
Really?
Because most of the audiences coming to hear them sing really didn't want to hear Christmas songs. That has changed probably in the last 20 years. And to see them now all come up with their own little brand of Christmas. We did it with a homecoming, like come and see what's happening in the barn. It seemed like the traditional stuff for a while, traditional Christmas stuff, Southern Gospel groups didn't seem to want to do much, but now they're doing it and doing a lot of joy and a lot of fun, and that's a good new idea.
And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, "I bring you good news that will bring joy to all people. The Savior has been born." Here are the Martins on Homecoming Radio's Christmas.
Gloria, Gloria.
desert, trudging through the shifting sand, peering at the constellations, facing scholars from a distant land, cross the sand, cross the land, where a new star is shining tonight, don't you know?
Gloria wrote that lyric, and I forget who wrote the music. I think maybe I was involved with it, with Michael Sykes and maybe Woody Wright. We just had some fun playing with the little
that little halftime feels so good at Christmas time.
And of course, the Martins could sing the Yellow Book.
Oh,
Yellow Pages.
Perfect.
I mean, it's amazing.
That rhythm feel always makes me feel like it's like a camel. You're loping on your camel. out across the desert. Listen to the angels singing. It's always fun.
You look great in your Santa hat today, by the way. That's nice. It's a nice touch.
You like the little...
It's
little
not even drooping. Yeah, it's great.
And the red nose. Yeah. Oh, that's really your nose.
Oh, come on. You know, there is no other time of the year when the whole world is so colorfully dressed and the bells are ringing and the children are singing than during this season called Christmas. Sandy, help us.
Silver bells, silver bells. stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear.
That's Andy Patti on this special edition of Bill Gaither's Christmas. And there's more Merry Christmas still to come. So to be fully Christmified, stay right where you are.
Guys, I can't think of a better time of the year than this. I'm a Kentucky boy, and so we know how to celebrate Christmas. And we always have lots of snow and get out and sing carols. You do still go caroling, Bill? Do you do that?
We had a thing in our house called Soup and Carols.
Where
Gloria would make three different kinds of soup, and it varied from time to time. Chicken velvet was always my favorite.
What a great idea.
Or chili and, of course, potato soup. And then we'd come in and we would sing carols. We haven't done that for a while because of, you know, time problems, but that was always a very, very special time.
It's a wonderful time of the year. One of the best things about this season of the year is the abundance of happiness, joy, the smiles, and all the laughter that it brings. My favorite time of year. Here's Karen Peck to sing A Time for Joy on Homecoming Radio.
It's a time. Seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, all hill and dale, all in their town. Gaily they ring while people sing song of the cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas song. Merry, 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 merry Christmas song. Hear them they sing all without end. Hear joyful song to every home. Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing the same. Throw cares away, Christmas is here. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas song. Merry, 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 merry Christmas song. All on the sand, all without end. Hear joyful tone to every home. All on the sand, all without end. Hear joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong.
I'm not sure that Virgil Stamps, V.O. Stamps, would have done it exactly that way or would have thought that one of these days Southern Gospel would come to the place where we'd do something like that, the Carol de Bell. Yeah. But aren't you glad it happened?
Oh, my. Tim Riley on that bottom.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, Alani Wolfe is a wonderful songwriter, but I think one of the best songs he wrote was a Christmas song called They Rejoiced with Exceeding Great Joy.
And suddenly, there was with the angel a vast host of angels, praising God together. Here's Reggie and Lady Love Smith singing, They Rejoice with Exceeding Great Joy.
Oh, the mountains and valleys, he led them each night. A star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar. To behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
When they saw the star,
trusting with all of their hearts that the star would find the baby at last. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Great joy. One thing sure about Christmas, it is more than an American thing.
Yes, it is.
It is an international time.
It is.
His birthday split time, didn't it?
It really did. You know what's so exciting to me? That one day of the year shuts the whole world down. Stores are not open for the most part on Christmas. I mean, the world pretty much shuts down at Christmas. One little baby did it.
That's right.
And everyone returned to their own city or town. And Joseph went with Mary, who was great with child, to Judea and the town of Bethlehem.
There's a rumor going around with some shepherds, but the wise men say that it's true. About a virgin conceiving, a plan God was weaving to bring salvation to me and you. Now they tell me that an angel foretold it, that a prophecy was coming to man. All I know is something's going on down in Bethlehem.
There's something going on down in Bethlehem. A baby came to save the world.
Russ Taff brings his own little special touch of magic to Christmas.
He does.
Let it snow. Come on, Russ.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But
my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow.
Isn't that good?
I never heard him sing that high.
You can tune that up.
No, I think he hit it.
Way to go, Russ. That's good. Well, you got homecomingradio.com on your radio, guys. If everybody had one Christmas wish to make in the room here, what would it be?
I don't think it changes from year to year. I really would wish that everybody could truly, really love each other. Loving God and loving each other. I'm you know, I keep singing one song in the same verse, but that's my wish.
My wish, I guess, would be that everybody really understood why Christmas happened, that God so loved the world and he was reaching for us. You know, he got inside the birdcage with the birds, one of us, so that we could finally understand that he really is crazy about us.
He sure is. You know, as a parent, my wish is for my kids that they would find God's real purpose in their life and live lives that are close to the Lord.
And mine was similar to yours, Mark, that baby who came so long ago and became one of us, that the world would begin to understand that he came so he could lead us to eternity and through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? One of my favorite paintings, and I don't know who painted it, but are the two hands that are reaching so hard and trying to touch. Mm. And in the painting, they never do touch.
Right.
And if you could visually see me now, I'm reaching out, you know.
Mm.
And we thought of that painting when Gloria and I wrote this song about God trying. He tried so hard in the Old Testament through the scripture of the law. And finally, the only way he could do it was to become as a little baby, or we'd have to touch him, feel him close.
His love went on longing. His love went on reaching. Right past the shackles of my mind, and the word of the Father became Mary's little son. Reached all the way to where I was. And so this great creator, who'd been reaching all along, this God who formed the worlds with his own hands, made love become
become a baby, one of our very own, and spoke his word so we could understand.
There are a few times in life when I think people get real about what's going on. And this song says, I pray on Christmas that God would just even get me through another day. I'm sure a lot of people pray that prayer.
I pray on Christmas that the Lord will see me through. I pray on Christmas He'll show me what to do. I pray on Christmas He'll help me understand. And I pray on Christmas He'll take me by the hand.
I pray on Christmas that the sick would soon be strong. And I pray on Christmas, yeah, the Lord will hear my song.
I pray on Christmas that God will lead the way. And I pray on Christmas He'll get me through another day. I pray on Christmas. Christmas, I pray on Christmas, He'll get me through another day. I pray on Christmas, all our problems gonna be worked out. I pray on Christmas, God will show us what love's about. I pray on Christmas, yeah, your will. day, and I'm glad on Christmas I'll be with you in heaven someday.
That. That's Linda Randall and her infamous brother Michael singing I Pray on Christmas on homecomingradio.com, the Christmas edition. And the shepherds said, let's go and see this thing that's happened. And they found Mary and Joseph with the baby who was lying in the manger. Here are the Isaacs, and they're going to instrumentally tell us the story of this baby king.
That's the Isaacs on this special Merry Christmas edition of
Homecoming Radio, and there's still more Christmas ahead, so stay right here and feel the joy.
You know what? I got to give the groups credit. because each group, I think, works very, very hard to try to come up with some new special Christmas ideas.
And it's hard.
A new way to tell the story, and God bless them. The Hoppers are a good example, and I love this song that they sing. Because there is coming a day when we will hear once again the angelic hosts singing together, "Glory to God in the highest." And the Hoppers will tell you how it goes.
I don't know if we'll have Christmas when the saints all get home, or if we'll talk about the manger when we're gathered round the throne. Oh, but if we do, Lord, if it's all right with you,
I want to hear the angels sing the song they sing at night. I want to meet the angels, the heavenly hosts that fill the sky. I want to join the angels shouting, "Glory to God on high."
Maybe Gabriel will tell us how they practiced through space and gave a concert for the shepherds who were frightened and amazed. Let me get my fill of how it was at on that hill.
I want to hear the angels sing the song they sang that night. I want to meet the angels, the heavenly hosts that fill the sky. Join the angels shouting, "Glory to God on high."
All year long, we must worship day by day. So may the Christmas tree lights and the joy of that night remind us all to stay in God's presence all year long. Here's the incredible Larnell Harris singing "All Year Long."
He braced that old ladder with all of his might and shouted, "Dad, have no fear." As I stretched high to store the stockings and trim in the attic for another year, we were busily packing our Christmas away while singing the carol we knew. When I heard my son in innocence inquire, "Do we store away Jesus too?" All year long, we must worship
day by day. All year long, 'tis the season to obey. May the Christmas tree lights and the sleigh ride tonight remind us all to stay in God's presence. God's longing to reconcile how we gave to the world the gift of new life when his yearning became Mary's child. And though surrounded by all of man's goods, we embrace his hope of that Bethlehem night. We'll never store his blessed gift away with the tinsel and remind us all to stay in God's presence all year long. All year long, we must worship day.
Larnell Harris on Homecoming Radio, the Christmas edition. You know, we tour all year long, but there's something special about our Christmas tour and our Christmas concerts. Don't you agree, guys?
Yeah, yes.
It's on everybody's faces. I see all the sound engineers. Even the bus driver has a Santa hat on and Christmas lights, and the artists all get into it.
Well, it's the greatest Christmas tour out there.
It really is.
They're so much fun. And the Christmas catering, the catering room. I mean, everybody wants to eat together and talk and laugh and tell Christmas. And if you're not in the Christmas mood by the end of that Christmas tour.
You will be. We had fresh pancakes on the bus the other day from Linda Randall, even.
You know what? Yeah, it is funny because all the various groups go from bus to bus and spread Christmas cheer.
And it all because he lives. That's why we celebrate Christmas. This is a great way to end this program.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days. Hovey. We can face uncertain days because he lives. Sing it with us.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
cross the river and fight life's final war.
And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns.
Well, that's a great song year-round, but
yes,
especially at Christmas. Because he lives, we can face the new year.
And you know, we're out of time. Mark and Kevin and Phil, what a special time. And thanks for being part of the Homecoming Radio. And I wish for you and your families a very Merry Christmas. And to all of our Homecoming listeners and friends, may this be the best Christmas ever. And may your new year be filled with much joy and happiness. I'm Bill Gaither, and from Glory and myself and all of our family here, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.